Eric, so what are some of the topics that the meetings are covering? I know there's a wide array of crop insurance type issues to address.
There is, Megan, and one thing that's probably a little unique about this year is sometimes we are a little bit challenged to find good material to present to producers that are interested in attending. This year, I would say, is an exception to that. But I want to qualify that by saying there's really not a whole lot of changes coming down the pike this year from a crop insurance standpoint. But every year there are some. But I think some of the other issues that are on people's minds, and there's deadlines that are looming for this as well, related to ARC and PLC sign-up. So in addition to these being a crop insurance meetings and meetings to inform the producer what kind of changes are going to happen to coverage for the 2020 crop year, we have partnered with the Farm Service Agency and with NDSU Extension Service to provide additional information. So, for instance, in Bowman on Wednesday night, LaVon Wagner will be presenting for FSA, and she's going to be talking about ARC and PLC and also some information on the WIP disaster program. And then a gentleman by the name of Max Robison is going to be presenting that night as well, and he's got information on the NDSU crop calculator to help in that decision-making process. And then on Thursday in Dickinson, we have LaVon's counterpart, Pete Solemsaus, who is the Stark County CED. He's going to be presenting on ARC and PLC. And then Kurt Frelick from right here in Dickinson as well with NDSU Extension is going to be talking about the crop calculator worksheets as well. So just a wide array of information that's going to be available at these meetings. They're probably going to last about 3 hours, so maybe a little longer than typical, but we're going to feed our producers and any prospects that are considering Farm Credit Services for their insurance needs for next year. There's a free meal provided at these meetings as well.
Mm-hmm. So just in your line of work with the customers that you deal with every day, I know earlier you were talking about those government programs and their influence on the crop insurance decisions. And so are you seeing some of that?
At least from the lending side of the spectrum, we've certainly seen the benefits of participation in the USDA programs from a risk mitigation standpoint. There's no question in my mind that crop insurance is critical to managing risk. But in addition to that, in times of more challenging economic times as we've been going through here over the last couple of production seasons, the amount of assistance that USDA has been able to provide, not necessarily in the form of disaster, but even with program payments, has certainly helped keep some operations viable in times of narrow margins like this. And as far as next year's or the Farm Bill sign-up is concerned, what we're hearing so far from FSA is that sign-ups have been really slow, and I think to some degree that's been impacted by the fact that harvest is still going on in a lot of places. So it's the decision is probably getting pushed down, or the can's getting kicked down the road a little further or longer than maybe FSA was expecting, but the fact of the matter is the sign-up deadline for the 2019 program, which is retroactive, but the sign-up deadline is March 15th of 2020. So in short order here, there's only going to be 6 weeks left and before that sign-up has to be completed. So at one point in time, we thought we were maybe going to be a little late to the game by having this information available at our meetings, and as it's turned out, I think the timing is probably ideal, because it kind of seems like farmers are just getting ramped up to really start taking a good look at that now.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about reducing risk, Eric, how are farmers or any other ways that farmers are working on reducing that risk and maximizing revenue just in the environment that we're in right now in agriculture?
Well, we are going to have some information at these meetings pertaining to supplemental coverage, which is an endorsement or an option that's available through crop insurance that allows producers to buy up at a more affordable rate. than maybe what a higher level of of coverage would cost. We're also going to have some information at several meetings on whole farm revenue protection, which I think is a good option for certain producers to consider, especially in light of all the quality issues that we had in the southwestern part of the state with a fair amount or a major portion of the cereal grains that were rained on, you know, before they were harvested. I think whole farm revenue insurance in a lot of those cases would have been a good option for people to have, because it would have paid on a true revenue loss. It's not purely a production element like a standard crop insurance policy is. And that being said, I think the problems that producers experienced in 19 with harvest delays and quality issues, they were well served by the insurance policies they had. I just think that there's other options to consider. But that being said, every year is different, and next year could be a whole different set of perils that we didn't see in the last few years either. So time will only tell, but it's certainly worth your time to get the information and be well informed to make a good decision, whatever fits your farm the best. Mm-hmm.